Good morning, and welcome to this hearing of the D.C. Rental Housing Commission. I'm Chief Judge Michael T. Spencer, and I'm joined by my colleague, Judge Rupa Ranga. Today is May 8th, 2019, and the time is 11:03 a.m. We're convened in the Commission's hearing room, which is located at 441 4th Street Northwest, Suite 1140B, North, Washington, D.C. We're here pursuant to D.C. Law 6-10, the Rental Housing Act of 1985 as amended. This hearing, noticed at 11 a.m., is in regard to the housing accommodation located at 2480 16th Street Northwest, Unit 108, Washington, D.C. The tenant petition has been numbered RHTP13-30343. The case is styled Peter Petropoulos Tenant Appellant versus Borger Management Incorporated Housing Providers Appellees. The commission notes that there are parties seated before it. We would ask that you identify yourselves for the record, beginning with the tenant appellant.
Good morning, Chief Judge Spencer and Commissioner Ranga. Nice to see you. My name is Mark Borbe, and I represent the tenant, Peter Petropoulos.
Thank you. As for the housing provider, appellee.
Good morning, Commissioners. Richard Lux representing the housing provider, appellee.
Thank you. I would briefly like to explain the commission's procedures. Our rules are similar to those of the D.C. Court of Appeals. Each side will have 20 minutes to present its case, beginning with the tenant appellant. The tenant appellant may preserve up to 5 minutes of its 20 minutes for rebuttal following the presentation of the housing provider appellee's case. The housing provider must present all of its arguments within a 20-minute time frame and will have no rebuttal time. In its discretion, the commission may allow additional time for argument to a party if we engage in questions that occupy a substantial portion of that party's time. Our decision will be issued in writing and sent to the parties. The commission does not request nor will accept post-hearing submissions from either party. Please make sure you turn off your cell phones and any other electronic equipment that may interrupt or interfere with this hearing. Does either side wish to raise any preliminary matters?
Yes, Commissioners. Thank you. Again, Richard Lux representing the housing provider, appellee in this case. We note for the record that the only filing that was made on behalf of the tenant appellant was a notice of appeal, which contains no references to facts or law in the record. We submit that that is insufficient to constitute a brief or any argument for the purposes of this appeal, and that as a consequence, this appeal should be dismissed.
Okay, we're gonna, what's the basis for the dismissal, because there's no argument?
There's nothing in the record for the commission to consider. It is the obligation of the parties to bring forward any points and authorities in support of their appeal, their respective appeals.
What's the obligation based on?
The requirement that any consideration by the commission be based on substantial evidence in the record and applicable law. And absent any citations by the appellant to either, then the commission is being asked to act as an advocate for the appellant to fill in the blanks. We submit that that is insufficient to satisfy the requirements of an appellant before this body.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and proceed with the hearing. Counselor Ford, you have any preliminary issues to bring?
No, Chief Judge.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to reserve any time for rebuttal?
I would like to reserve 5 minutes, please.
All right, perfect. With that being said, go ahead and proceed.
Thank you. Peter Petropoulos filed this tenant petition in January of 2013, alleging challenging rent increases from